that sound means? That means it's time for the Howell Norfolk Millennium Report. Howell, are you on the line?
Vinny Ray?
Yeah, that's you, isn't it?
No, that's you. This
oh,
is Howell Norfolk.
I'm
reporting on the Millennium here from the Millennium Capital of America.
Lovely.
Los Angeles, California. There's quite an echo on my end of the phone.
I
don't know if it's going out to your viewers.
What about that? No, they don't care.
All right.
In fact, the more of you, the better.
Oh, what a week it's been, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Joe DiMaggio. Now, there's a sign of the Millennium a-coming.
Yeah, yeah.
The nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, let's move on. You know, what's going on down here, and this may be happening to you and some of your listeners, is that people are starting to call me, you know, and the reason they're calling me, as you can imagine, is because I report on the Millennium here in the Millennium Capital of America, Los Angeles, California.
Well, sure.
And they want to know where to go for New Year's Eve. Now, the first dilemma is which New Year's Eve, 99 or 2000. And so there's the diehard people that, well, I won't call them diehards, but the purists that think that they should wait till 2000, so when it rolls over 2001, that's really the millennium. And then there's the other people that are just going nuts to try to make reservations for this New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Where do you fall in that category, Smitty?
Well, I'll tell you, I think what's important is just sort of getting through this coming New Year's Eve.
I agree completely.
You know, when the big number rolls over, it's going to be really important to find out, you know, how many energy bars you've got, how many organic bullets you have for your semi-automatic machine gun.
You can't get that stuff no more.
That's right. And how thick is your bunker, brother? That's the real question.
People ask me that all the time. But anyway, there's a couple of things around this now. One of them is the psychological dimension, that people are beginning to realize, oh, what if I'm not having a good time on that particular evening?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a complete loser, and I'm home watching the Millennium roll over, you know, on television with a glass of soda or something.
You're watching Dick Clark's facelift drop. That's the big thing. Yeah.
We don't joke about him down here, but...
Well, you can't.
The other dimension to it is, if you do happen to... kind of luck out and be with someone or some people that you like. And that's another consideration. Like, who do you want to be with when the big thing happens?
Right, yeah.
Where do you want to be? Because, you know, you may be somewhere that you can't get back from because of that Y2K bug.
Right.
So you may not want to go too far, and you don't want to go to someplace cold.
No. Well, I was going to bring that up, yeah. or you want to be someplace where you can build a fire easily.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's extra firewood, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or match factories.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway.
yeah?
What the dilemma seems to be for people is they want to be in some place kind of spiritual, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so you got your pyramids, and your Machu Picchu. Those are all kind of climate will be kind of moderate. Or you could go someplace sort of naturally spiritual, like Hawaii.
Yeah.
A lot of people considering trying to make reservations for Hawaii now.
Probably
have made them last year because you probably can't get them now.
Yeah, you know, fortunately, Hal, you can do all of that. You can, like, either way you want to go, you can do that just simply by going to Las Vegas.
Well, that was my other alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Las Vegas is going to become double the size it is on that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, A, people will all be going there to try to get lucky.
So to
speak. And, B, they probably won't be able to get out of there because the Y2K bug will really hit that place like gangbusters.
Well, I would imagine all those embedded chips in the slot machines will be quite problematic.
Well, they'll either pay off or they won't.
Yeah.
You know, it's a 50-50 bet.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are going to just hang around here in Los Angeles and see, you know, what kind of gunfire there is and what kind of general mayhem there is in this particular place, because it'll be warm and there'll be lots of people and lots of celebrations. And people may actually, because they can't get reservations for Hawaii or Tahiti or somewhere else, I don't think too many people go to Japan because I think they have a different calendar. But they'll probably all head for L.A. or they'll be caught here in the L.A. airport.
Yeah.
So we're planning for big millennium celebrations here just to keep people pacified and sort of there's plans to shut off a few of the freeways and just let people walk around.
Well, sure, yeah.
Set up tent cities, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think selling those $50 Nutri-Grain bars and the $35 bottles of water at the airport for all those people is really going to be, you know, kind of the boom industry, I think, December 31st.
The big message, too, I'm giving people that wherever you go, have plenty of cash.
Mm-hmm.
because your ATM thing probably won't work and your credit cards probably won't work, and the local people will probably be pretty irritated with you.
Yeah.
And won't be looking for any credit, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be a very interesting holiday if you're, you know, you may be lucky to be lonely and left home in your apartment and to be left out of the general mayhem that'll probably go on. Or you could be in, you know, somewhere like Paris or London or Libya,
cold.
You know, someplace really exciting.
And cold.
And cold. And, you know, have an experience that you can tell your kids about if you live that long.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as a safety measure for me, what I'm doing now, I'm simply referring to my apartment as my bunker.
Oh.
I think that way, you know, it's like in case there's any, you know, any problem, people just sort of assume, oh, Smitty's in the bunker.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be there. And, you know.
Well, there are a lot of people interested in celebrations that go on in caves.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
You know, the Carlsbad Caverns, and they're all booked up now with people that want to go underground.
Mm-hmm.
For the big night.
Yeah. Wow. What else you got for us on the Millennium Front?
Well, that's a big story. You know, I think that I want to put up on the website, I want to put up, you know, kind of a list of places to go and maybe places not to go.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of your listeners out there have any information on that, they should call you.
Thanks
or
so much.
Look at the website and send a message to me.
Absolutely. Email Howell. Via the website.
Yeah.
Howell@SmittyRay.com.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can do that, sure.
Oh.
Or you can go to the website and click on, and really click on your email link and make sure that you get it, you know. Because it could get lost in the email room if you do it on the website, but, you know.
Now, here's some alternatives I've uncovered also for possible Millennium destinations.
Howell, excuse me. Pardon? By the way, you're listening to KZSU Stanford. Go ahead.
I know I am.
Yeah.
There are a lot of towns across the United States, and especially here in Southern California, kind of around the desert, that are changing their names to millennium names.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose to cash in on the crowd so you can say, well, where'd you spend the millennium? I went to Millennia, California.
Ah.
Millennia used to be called Two Dogs.
Really?
Yeah, it's right near Palm Springs.
Uh-huh.
And the legend is, you know, that the Native Americans name people after the first thing they see when they're born, and
mm-hmm.
Two Dogs. It's kind of an old joke. But anyway, and the city of Dolomite, which was a famous mining
mm-hmm.
place in the 19th century, is now called Century.
Hmm.
Yeah. So
well, there you go.
You can go and, you know, run out the century in Century.
Well, that's good to know.
Now, here's a good one. This, you know, is cross-cultural, of course, too. Los Padrones, which means, I think it means the thieves, which is down
mm-hmm.
the same area, is now Los Años de Unos.
Ah.
The year one.
The year one. And will they change it back after the year one?
Well, it depends. You see, you'll have that two-year thing.
Yeah.
Where you can cash in on it again the next year, and probably after that they'll design some other idea for it.
Yeah.
The civic fever that's gripping all the little burgs and hamlets down here. Their mottos are even stranger, like Millennia, for instance, which was formerly Two Dogs. The new motto is, come and see us in another time.
In another time or at another time?
In another time.
Oh, okay.
You know,
all right.
It's a kind of a pun on at another time.
Oh, I gotcha. So okay.
Come back because we're out there.
Yeah.
And Century bills itself as a city too busy to stay out of the future.
Well, that's good. Well, yeah, you know, I think that's good. That's good that they have that kind of attitude, that sort of can-do attitude.
Now, here's a real interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep on going past Century, you drive past Los Años de Unos, which used to be Two Dogs, and past Century, you get to the town of 2000, just the number 2000.
Yeah.
They really got in on it early.
Man.
And this town used to be called Budwit.
Budwit?
Yeah, it was named after a local guy named Bud Tillum.
Hmm.
And he was a local wit, so it's called Budwit.
Ah. Well, it sounds like the souvenir shopping along that stretch of highway is probably ground zero for everything.
Well, they're all putting their little mottos on plaques, like
mm-hmm.
the town of 2000, which is where it used to be Budwit. Their motto is 2000 and counting, exclamation point.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's a reference to the money there.
Yeah. Ah, right. Yeah. I went to 2000. So somebody went to 2000, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
There you go.
Yeah.
And now, if you go just 4 miles past 2000, there's a city called 2001, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to be a quaint little railhead named Dunham.
Ah.
Which was, I forget what that was named after.
Now, I can only imagine that that really pissed off the people in 2000.
Well, there's a little mini feud going on there.
Oh, yeah.
And the motto of their town is 2000, better than the movie and twice as hot.
Yeah.
It's in the desert.
Yeah, of course. You know, why settle for 2000 when you can have 2001? It's one more.
Hmm. And the last one, well, I actually covered a couple of more, but the Pudville down there is...
Pudville?
Pudville, and I won't go into the where,
now,
you know, they
is
that
what they've,
name.
Is that what they've changed the name to?
No, or? That's the old name,
oh, okay. Because, see, I think you can make more money with the name Pudville, quite frankly.
Yeah. Well, they did make quite a bundle on that town, yeah. But now it's called Millenario.
Yeah.
Millenario. Can you say that?
No, I can't.
And their motto is, come the day after.
And stay for a lifetime. Yeah,
no. Get a trailer, do whatever feels good. Now, there was a little town down there. This is, I don't know why this was called ZZYX Zizix.
Yeah.
A little desert town. Of course, it's, you know, you can imagine what it's called now.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
No, I can't, actually.
Y2K.
Oh, okay.
They just sort of changed their call letter.
Oh, that's sort of sad, really. Don't you think?
Yeah. You can't even pronounce Y2K.
Yeah.
Zizix, you could actually say that.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to Zizix, but now you're going to say Yitika.
Yeah, to have your city be an acronym already, you know. I mean, that's, I guess it's some kind of shorthand on top of shorthand. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's a pretty good, you know, all those places are taking reservations. They have little trailer courts and little motels and kind of interesting little souvenir shops. There's not too much to do on the big day or the big evening except sort of drink and walk around. But it'll probably be a big scene down there.
Listen, come the big ball drop, all I'm going to be doing is drinking and walking around, buddy. I think that's all anybody's going to be doing.
Yeah.
That's all anybody can do.
Well, I guess that's true.
Some of that big Y2K beer.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, that's another story, whole story, but I can't go into that right now because I'm still working on some venture capital in that area. But I guess, yeah, that destination thing, Destination 2000, you know, is a pretty big topic.
Mm.
And keep some gas in the car, keep a few candy bars in the trunk, and a gallon of water or two.
Yeah.
Some soda crackers, screwdriver, a hammer, you know, various assorted socket wrenches.
Sure.
And, you know, a couple of baseball caps and a T-shirt, clean T-shirt. And you'll probably make it through.
And a Winnebago. Always keep a Winnebago in your trunk, and you'll always be prepared.
You know what Winnebago means in the... Indian?
Trailer home, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, next week, I have a story that's probably better than this one.
I can't imagine.
Where'd you go?
I'm sorry, I went off mic there. I can't imagine a story being better than this one.
Well, we're going to talk about domain names next time.
Okay.
You see, all this stuff that's happening in the physical world with the name changes and the destinations. Mm-hmm. All happening on the web, only much faster.
Ah, okay. Well, that'll be exciting. We'll look forward to that.
That and the use of the cell phone in movies.
Ah, okay. That's a millennium thing, huh?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You bet.
All right.
And you know why?
No.
Because it's happening right here in the Millennium Capital of America, Los Angeles, California. And I've got to go because you've got to go.
That's true. We've all got to go.
Put a record on.
One way or the other. Listen, thanks, Hal.
Oh, you bet.
See you next time.
Righto.
There you go.
Oh, I can't get that stuff anymore. I can't buy it. Can't find it. Tried to find it.
There he goes. That's Hal Norfolk with another great Millennium Report. You're listening to KZSU Stanford. I already said that, but it bears repeating because, hey, we're KZSU, doggone. All right, here comes, who am I playing next? I always forget. Oh, I know. Magic Stamp.